Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Armor Report, where we cover the stock market investing process through the millennial lens. I'm a Generation Xer, so I basically span the time period between baby boomers and millennials and bring them together. What we're going to be doing here is really sharing with you every episode tools of the millennial market. This is not your dad's stock market anymore. It's certainly not your granddad's. It's the millennial market. It requires millennial tools to excel and create an edge. And so what we're going to be sharing with you is information directly off of our trading desk with a focus on the interaction between traditional fundamental analysis and millennial execution. So this is the fourth and final episode for now, or segment, I should say, of the cannabis watershed event. We've been in the last three episodes, we've covered different aspects of the watershed event where Constellation Brands, a major alcohol company, has decided to put $4 billion into a cannabis company called Canopy up in Canada. That's a major investment. It's the full weight and measure of the alcohol lobby behind the cannabis companies at this point. And so the 25% move off of the bottom that we captured using our millennial execution tools called algorithms, we had that 25% move off of the bottom in 8 days, is just the beginning of this investment process. Don't think you've missed it. There's going to be opportunities. So this segment, as promised, will be a segment focused on answering questions that we get throughout the week to our trading desk. And please feel free to send us your questions as well. We'll try to get them answered the next time we do a segment like this. You can send it directly to us on Twitter, which is at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T Rosenthal. You can also send us an email with questions at info@rosenthalcapital.com. Send us questions, and when we do segments where we do questions and answers, perhaps we can get to one of your questions as well. So without further ado, let's hop right into the questions. The first question I think is to be answered on this a segment is the question I'm receiving a lot in the last week or so, which is, do I invest in MJ, the ETF of the cannabis stocks, or do I buy the individual companies? So let me just tell you, on our trading desk, we're focused right now on the ETF MJ. It has all the best names in it in the cannabis space without the risk of an individual blow up. And a perfect example of that is what occurred yesterday. So all these stocks exploded higher, and then an analyst comes out, Citron, which is a notorious short seller, comes out and totally pans symbol CRON, which is one of these names that's had a huge run off of the cannabis story. Okay, so Cronos Group jumped from $6. Roughly $6 up to around 12 and change. So it had a double in eight trading sessions. And then, of course, if you buy it wrong, the stock's right back down to $9 now because of a negative report from an analyst. So we're such in the infancy of this cannabis watershed move from an investment standpoint. It's the infancy. So you don't have to take added risk right now of trying to pick and choose individual names. Over time, we'll see the ability of the differentiator over time of which companies are best, and we'll be adding, those names over time. So on our trading desk, we're doing research. We'll be doing research, for the next X amount of months, putting together a list of our favorite individual stocks. But for right now, look, we just caught the first move off the bottom. Our algorithms had us buying MJ literally the day after the 12-month low. So MJ was trading at a 12-month low. The very next day, we got an entry point, and we're up 25%. Could I be up 100% in Kronos? Yeah, and then see, you know, a bunch of that ripped away from me a couple days later. That's not the type of investing that we like to do. So you have to ask yourself how aggressive you are, what type of investor you are, and then make your own decisions. But for our trading desk, to answer this question we received via email, the answer is we would be focused on MJ right now and do your homework on other names. And on pullbacks, on weakness, then you could perhaps look to add individual names. But, of course, we already bought this asset at the lows of the year, so I'm not buying more today. On our trading desk, we like to buy weakness. We don't like to buy strength. So we look to buy weakness. We look to find fundamental names that we want to own. We look for weakness. We use algorithms for execution. All right, on to the next question. This comes from Jay in Idaho. What would take our algorithms negative? So, yeah, that's a good question. The last segment, we went over the big algorithms. We talked about how we're aggressively long the market, but focusing on individual stocks and groups right now, and not so aggressive in the big indexes. I try not to preempt what the algorithms are saying. It's best not to guess what's going to happen next. The whole point of the algorithm is to tell us when risk increases, what do we do to reduce exposure, and wait for the algorithms to tell us what to do next and get out of the guessing game. A lot of people kind of, it's natural. It's natural. You watch CNBC, everyone's going to tell you what's going to happen next. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. What we're going to share with you on the Armor Report is statistically significant entry and exit points. But it doesn't mean it has to happen that way. So our big index algorithms are telling us risk is becoming elevated, but we're not exiting the scene yet. We're focused on individual names, and we'll let the algorithms tell us when to exit. So I really don't want to jump ahead and try to tell you, what's going to make it turn negative. Next question. One question is what's Rosenthal Capital focused on now that has a setup like the cannabis stocks? I mean, I'll be honest with you, the whole market's up a lot right now, so there's very few groups that are trading near the lows of the year, and I don't really have an answer for that. But I will promise you this: when we do these podcasts, we will share information directly off our trading desk when we are entering opportunities like the cannabis stocks. I don't have anything on the list right now that's that unique, but when we see something coming, we'll do a show about it and try to share the information with you on a timely basis. And then the last question I'm going to focus on today is a question from Gary out of Virginia, asking me the difference. Do we like investing in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? And my quick answer to that question, this segment's coming to a close. We'll have to do another podcast on it. And perhaps that's what the next podcast will be about. Maybe I'll title it this: Bitcoin versus Blockchain. Bitcoin's fun and cryptocurrencies are fun, but I don't invest for fun. I invest to make money. I put capital to work where I feel I can protect it correctly and capture upside. That's what algorithms are for. Okay? And so on our trading desk, we think blockchain is a revolutionary development in technology. And so we're focused on investing in blockchain companies, and we care less about cryptocurrencies. And I think that's what we'll do our next podcast about. So stay tuned. On our next show, we're going to cover in more detail how we are focusing on the blockchain revolution. Hope you all had a good day, a good week going into Labor Day weekend. Have a nice weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.